It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good, despite the no sun in the weather.
Yeah, well, at least we didn't get any snow. Terry said they got about an inch over in Dawson, and I know toward the cities they got more than that. So
well, there was a little dusting.
Yeah,
but
so
nothing to didn't have to scrape the windows or
didn't
anything.
Didn't have to get your snowblower out again.
Nope.
Anyway, that's the good thing. Yeah, the weekend wasn't too bad. A little chilly, but at least no storms or anything.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5, Alvin Clifford Shakey. Alvin was born on November 27th, 1925 in Bellingham, passed away on February 23rd, 2009. He entered active duty on January 21st, 1945 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged about 22 months later on November 26, 1946 at Fort Dix, New Jersey. He was a light truck driver with the 4245th Quartermaster Service Company. Served in Germany during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned was a marksman with the M1 rifle. He earned the Army of Occupation Medal for Germany and the World War II Victory Medal and a lapel button. So we thank you, Alvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about our subject at hand today. The VFW members can now enjoy access to discounted military and veteran news.
There was a press release came out on VFW's website how members can obtain a discounted digital media access to Stars and Stripes. Most everybody in the military and veteran community has heard of the newsletter Stars and Stripes.
I have even. I'm not a military person, but I've...
Yeah, but you're in the media, so...
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The VFW is proud to announce that it has teamed up with the renowned source of military and veteran news, Stars and Stripes, to offer VFW members a 50% discount on unlimited digital access to news and information on the web and mobile. Stars and Stripes is a trusted news source that VFW members know well. A lot of times, when we were serving overseas, that was the only news we were available to get. And at that time, it was still kind of hit or miss if we received it or not. But our members are extremely busy, so we're pleased to be able to offer them quick and affordable access to news while on the go. Stars and Stripes is the number one source of independent news and information for the U.S. military community, serving active duty service members, veterans, DOD civilians, contractors, and their families. From news coverage of veterans' issues to informative online tools and publications, Stars and Stripes has always made our nation's veterans a top priority, according to the publishers of Stars and Stripes. We recognize and respect the many contributions the VFW has made to the lives of veterans and their families. Over their long history, the opportunity to serve those who have served is a great honor, and we are grateful to be working with the VFW to continue this proud tradition of supporting the veteran community. Members who take advantage of this new member benefit will enjoy exclusive news, special features, photos, and other content, daily newsletter, and much more. I remember when I was overseas in Iraq in 2003, there was a... something that came out in Stars and Stripes about a member of my unit who was serving in another part of Iraq, and he made a comment that he didn't get his mail in a timely manner. Well, the commanding general of Central Command somehow got a hold of the sergeant that made the comment in Stars and Stripes. He goes, "What can I do to remedy that Sergeant Mathias gets his mail on it in a timely manner?" I'm like,
It works, huh?
It worked. Later on...
So did he get his mail in a more timely manner then?
I don't know, but...
At least they were thinking about it.
He was in Stars and Stripes again for shaking hands with President George Bush.
Oh.
So it was... he got a twofer there.
There you go.
It was a... kind of a unique situation.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. More information on this, you can go to vfw.org. I forget the website for Stars and Stripes off the top of my head, but I'm sure you go to Google or another search engine, type in Stars and Stripes, and it'll come up.
Along with a lot of pictures of the flag.
Probably.
But you'll have to sort it out.
Probably.
It'll be
probably.
But Stars and Stripes News, maybe that's something.
Maybe,
like that.
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's stripes.com or something, but don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure. You can go to the VFW's website to learn more about this, probably Stars and Stripes website, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're located in the lower level of the courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have to mention, though, that I'll be out of the office coming up here for a few days. I'll be out of the office this Thursday for a VA appointment. I'll also be out of the office. Well, county offices will be closed Monday, January 20th, in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I will be also out of the office Tuesday through Thursday of next week for a training planning retreat.
Okay.
With the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. But I'll have access to email and voice messages, so and I'll have contact information for somebody to, you know, if something is needed, a neighboring CVSO will be covering down. So,
all right, sounds good.
You can reach us by phone at 598-3445, and
the lower level, the frozen level of the
frozen
courthouse.
Level of the courthouse. Yep.
A little icy, maybe. Just watch your step, huh?
Watch your step.
Yep.
Don't need any more slips, trips, or falls.
Had enough people doing that this year already. So
I'm doing a little ice dance boogie.
That's right. So I looked up the website, by the way. It's www. Not that you even need that anymore.
Nope.
It's stripes.com. Just stripes.com.
Oh, I was right.
That's pretty easy. So it brings you right up there and gets you the news. So
yep. It's all a good source.
So I always wanted to forget to put in a plug, too, for Minnesota Military Radio, which we run here on Q92 every Saturday evening with Tom Lyons.
6 p.m. still?
Yep. It's a little after the 6 o'clock news every Saturday night. So it's a good program there, a lot of interviews and things. So.
One thing I do like about that program is our Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers has a pretty large presence on that radio show. Not only does Tom Lyons repeatedly say, contact your county veteran service officer, we also have leadership from the association on there quite regularly.
Great.
To discuss
so,
things.
Okay. So anyway, tune that in, 6:05 on Saturday nights here on Q92.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, Josh, we will see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.